Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday.
Only 30 minutes, only on Sunday, only 30 minutes, only on Sunday, your host, T.A.Z. When I drop a little bit of this down, it just goes off, like it was never on. Of course, this is your host, T.A.Z., doing this thing. I have nobody on the show. LaTanya has migraines. And D Lovely's out riding her motorcycle, her motorcycle. She ain't got a motorcycle. She's got a, what is it? Man, I forgot. One of those vehicles that got four wheels is considered a motorcycle. Well, three wheels is considered a motorcycle, but it's not. I forget what it's called. It costs a little grip. And when you balling like D Lovely, you could do that. So I'm waiting on Eve because she has not gave me an answer on whether she was coming or not. But let me roll on. It's going to be short if I ain't got nobody to bounce back with because I don't do well talking to myself. Russia says the death toll from Moscow concert hall attacks rises to 133. As Putin addresses the nation, 133 dead, 80 missing, 145 injured. Russia is blaming Ukraine. The governor of Moscow region said rescuers ended their search for victims late Saturday evening. In his first televised address to the nation, since the attacks took place, Russian President Putin said Saturday afternoon that the Kremlin had arrested all four assailants directly involved in the shooting, as well as seven others with suspects' ties to the attack. At first, the Islamic State, ISIS, group claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement posted on affiliated channels or social media, which couldn't be independently verified. But in Russia's way, they came back saying it was Ukraine, which I thought was crazy. But of course, they're the ones that said they wouldn't invade Ukraine, and they're in Ukraine right now. Same government that keeps saying they wasn't involved with the presidential elections when Trump was in, but it was later discovered that they were. You see an ongoing theme here. And I ain't talking about lying in bed. This is what they do. The next one I have, like I said, it's going to be real, real shirt. Candace Owens is out of at the Daily Wire after months of railing against Jewish people. Daily Wire and Candace Owens have ended their relationship. Jeremy Boren, the chief executive of Daily Wire, said in a statement posted online, Owens confirmed the news in her own post, writing, "The rumors are true. I am finally free." Really? Owens, a popular commentary notorious for promoting misinformation like Putin and conspiracy theories on a wide range of topics, from vaccinations to immigrants, joined the Daily Wire in 2021. The online outlet has stood by her over the years, despite her penchant for trafficking in extremists and dishonest rhetoric. Yes, it's rhetoric, all right. I listened to him one time and had to turn it off. He is severely Fox News candidate. I mean, Fox News does the same thing. Just propaganda, and didn't think it'd get this bad in my later years that we got propaganda running wild, but it is. Still checking to see if E called in, but she ain't called in. So here we go to the next one. House passes spending bill to avert shutdown, prompting GOP revolt. Senate passes $1.2 trillion funding package in early morning vote, ending threat of partial shutdown. Why do we go through this every year? And then it's only going to last in September, and here we go again. Republicans and Democrats in the Senate passed a $1.2 trillion bill early Saturday to fund a majority of the government for the next 6 months. The 74-24 vote came after an agreement emerged just as the deadline for avoiding a government shutdown arrived. Here's E. I see her on the line. E, welcome to the show. Hey, hello, E, how you doing? You the only one. LaTanya has a severe headache, like me and you sometimes get a migraine. And Donna's out riding her motorcycle.
Of course she is.
Yeah, of course she is. I don't think it's raining down there that far. Anyway, I was talking about how the government came up and found the money to keep the government running. And I had to say, why do we go through this every year? Why? And here's another thing, E. Why can't we vote this for the next 6 years or a whole presidential term? That way we want to go through this all the time.
Okay, so here's my thought on everything. You know it's an election year, number one. They do this all the time, and especially, like, it seems like it's been twice during an election year, you know? So, or during the campaign, let me put it like that. So, I agree. And they always, how many times did they threaten government shutdown while we were in, and, oh, my God, we're not going to get paid, you know? What are we going to do? How are we going to take soldiers? I just think it's a scare tactic. I don't know who they think they're scaring. Because,
well,
you know,
Biden just did shut it down a couple of times.
Yeah, but I never not got paid.
I understand, but not when we was in. But they did shut it down when Obama was in, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, but they were playing chicken with him, and they still ended up losing, you know. So, I don't know. Is it job security?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What they did was they kicked – the reason why it happened twice during this election year thing, they kicked it down the road last year.
Right.
It was supposed to be done last year. They kicked it down the road till January. So then they kicked it one more again to now. And now they just decided to get a few more extra stuff that the Democrats didn't really want, but the Republicans went on and said, we want this, and Biden just went on and said, come on, man, we just going to sign this, get this thing done. Because like you said, it's an election year. It looked bad. The government shut down.
Right. And also, I feel like you just said we have billions of dollars, you know, at your State of the Union address to help all to start initiating in these programs. And now we're shutting down because we don't have no money. Come on. Make that make sense.
Yeah. I'm really sick of it. Tell you the truth.
Well,
like I said, we need to quit voting every year on this. This need to be like during the whole time a president. Once the president wins, then you outline the spending for the whole 4 years and call it a day.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Every now and then you come up with something you want. Yeah. Every now and then if you need something to add that's emergency.
Right. And have a way that we're going to be able to pay. Not just outline it, but pay for it.
Right. Right. Knowing me, if I was president, I'd be like, print some more money.
That part.
I need some more paper and ink. your opinion on Candace Owens getting kicked out of the Daily Wire?
she's
I know
an
you
idiot.
Got some opinion on it. Yeah, yeah. We know that.
He is an idiot. That is all I got. Like, really, sis? Whew.
And now she's trying to do the black shows and get her black cred back.
Want to get her black card back. Anybody got time for that?
And I can't, I am so ashamed of the Breakfast Club. Why did they have her on?
I
they should be ashamed
know.
Of this stuff.
Yes.
Whoever was
whoever was
black that had her on their show, they should be their black car should be gone.
Yep, because there is nothing that she has to say that I want to hear. Let's start there. Not King.
Yeah, nothing. Because it all she did was spread propaganda the whole time. She was worse than Fox News.
Yes.
Really?
Say it again.
Oh Lord. And when I studied propaganda when we was in school, the teacher said that's a bad thing.
The teacher said,
if they're spreading propaganda, you know, it's just a bunch of lies. Wow! I know if I lied in front of my mom, I'm getting beat. So this ain't good.
At all.
Come on, son.
Not at all.
Also, your opinion on the death toll, Moscow concert rises to 133,
and
80 missing, and 145 injured. And the 80 missing, they don't know where they're at. Yeah, and ISIS claimed responsibility, but Putin trying to shift it on Ukraine, of course.
Of course. Of course he is. Because that's what he does.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sick of him, too, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
I got a few choice words for that dude.
See, I was about to say the same thing and some directions for him to go. But
Yeah. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because I'm a Christian guy.
Come on, Christian guy.
A Christian guy.
We can help give people directions, Mr. Christian guy.
Can't really do that. That's against my upbringing and my belief.
Yeah, it is.
Biden forgives $5.8 billion worth in student loans for nearly 78,000. Public sector workers. Overall, he has canceled a total of $144 billion of federal student loan debt for nearly 4 million borrowers to date. How come this ain't getting more pub, E? How come this should be one of the things that he should be starting off with as what I've done?
Correct. But again, like I said, it is an election year, and they are hot and heavy on the campaign trail now, you know? So whatever, I think that whatever he could do, the closer to November, it gets all the stops are going to be pulled out, you know, so he can get as much rah-rah as he can.
Yeah, man, this should be part of the campaign. This should be included in everything else, along with, you know, the highway bill that got passed so they can work on the infrastructure. That and a couple more other things he's done needs to be said. And I'm tired of these people that keep talking about, I don't know why, I don't want to vote for him, and I don't want to vote for Trump. And I'm like,
I'm just not going to vote. That's what be blowing me. I'm just not going to vote. I'm like,
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And then the thing about it is, these stupid people that whine about it, well, how come you didn't try to get somebody else in? Well, I couldn't get nobody. Just shut up and vote. That's
please,
how heated I be. And you better vote for the right one.
Yeah.
This is foolishness. Y'all talking about, especially these young kids. I don't know. Well, we should take your voting card away. Y'all don't need to vote anyway. If you ain't got no sense enough to know what to
do. You can't make an informed decision. Stay out of stay out of the voting code.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, my last one that I had, because I expected at least three people or two people to talk. Haiti. Haiti hunger crisis is unseen, unheard, and unaddressed. Violence and climate shock captured the headlines, but we do not hear much about the 4.9 million Haitians struggling to eat day to day. Anti-terrorist team of U.S. Marines have been dispatched to the embassy to bolster the protection of the embassy. And escalating gang violence and the deepening political crisis that has left some Americans stranded in Haiti.
Yep.
Your opinions on this Haitian dilemma?
I think it is. We were just talking about this. My friends and I were talking about this today. How the stark difference right across the street from each other, Haiti and the Dominican Republic, and how how we don't feel like, I feel that America isn't doing anything because we don't have anything invested in it. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
they're going to continue.
There ain't no diamonds over there.
Yeah, it's going to continue to be impoverished until, I don't know. You know, Wyclef tried. All these other people tried, but it's
there
bad.
There ain't no diamonds to be got over there.
No.
Ain't no oil to be got.
No.
So ain't no
maybe
money.
And
it's a bunch of black people
right
over there.
That's
yeah.
it. It's a bunch
and
of black people over there. It's a civil
if
war.
They were if they was a little lighter, they
just
might
listen.
Get some help.
Like they are in the Dominican Republic.
We know what's going on.
Yes.
I hate to say it, but it's because it's a black country. If it was your, what is it, Scandinavia, they would have been helping them. Iceland.
Because you see what happened when it was the Ukraine. Okay, so.
Yeah. They got billions.
Yeah, and still getting,
I understood the Ukraine. But I understood the Ukraine situation because then that liar in the other country is, you know, trying to take over. So I kind of
understand
that.
I understand it all. But it's still, it's that light-skinned, dark-skinned mentality. Okay? That's perpetuated. Period.
On a global level. Yeah, you're right. Anything else, Eve, that you have that you want to personally put out there? Because I'm done. That's what I was talking about today.
All right. No, just pray for my traveling mercies that I get home safe tomorrow. I am on vacation, but no matter where I'm at and what I'm doing, I'm going to check in. If I got a signal, I'm checking in, you know? And
right.
Pray that I get home tomorrow evening.
We'll be safe on your vacation. Where are you going? Well, you don't have to tell me where you're going, but I know.
I'm there.
Is it?
I am there, and I'm coming home tomorrow.
Okay, okay. Did you have a good time?
Yes, I did. I unplugged some much needed time away from everybody, you know?
You was near some sand and some water.
That is the color of turquoise, yes.
PAZ would never be by no sand and no water. I'm not really, I can't do it. After getting stationed in Alaska, my body has got traumatized to, I can't stand no sun.
I'm just going to be honest with you, I can't do it. I wasn't tanning by any measure, but I was definitely where there was some H2O and some white sand, you know, and going through customs. That's all I got, bro.
Well, be safe, and talk to you next Sunday. Thank you,
for sure.
Ian, for calling in.
Love you, man.
Peace
and love, everybody.
Love you, too. Peace.